As he called off the military strike he had authorized against Iran 10 minutes before it was scheduled to begin. In a tweet, Mr. Trump says, quote, "We were cocked and ready to retaliate on three different sites. When I asked, how many will die? 150 people, sir, was the answer from a general," unquote. In both Washington and Tehran, the most interest now may be trained on a simple question, what next? All of this against the background of Iran's shootdown of a U.S. drone reconnaissance aircraft. AP correspondent Sagar Magani got some insight on the overnight White House reversal.
Iran expert Sana Vakil says she's not surprised the strike was called off.
The unknown risks of striking Iran could be quite devastating for the president, just as he's kicked off his campaign and get him dragged into something that he has vehemently stressed that he doesn't want to be involved in.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Gary Sick, who served as an Iran policy chief for President Jimmy Carter, says there is a lesson in Mr. Trump's pullback decision.
I think what this does is underline even more strongly than before what we had been hearing from and thinking about President Trump, and that is that he really does not want a war.
Meanwhile, the U.S. government is telling the nation's airlines to avoid Iranian airspace. History professor Gregory Alleghi of Luis University in Rome talked about that warning.
Once you know that a given area, there's war, there's people shooting surface-to-air missiles, you move your airplanes away for safety. It's nothing particularly important or significant. It just underscores the uncertainty and the attempt of the airlines to deliver their main product, which is safety.
For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Hong Kong, new street demonstrations and a senior police superintendent, Yolanda Yu, says protesters have occupied a major road leading to downtown.